WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The day after those running for Bryan City Council and Mayor talked about vocational education training at the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum, there was a response from Blinn College. Last night, Blinn's trustees approved a 20-year lease with Brenham's Economic Development Foundation to expand Brenham's Technical Education Center. On Monday night, Bryan Council and mayoral candidates talked about establishing a local school. Single-member District 2 candidate Prentice Madison says he's all for researching the idea.
I'm all for collaborating with the private market to get a skill training institution to Bryan.
Fellow single member District 2 candidate Rafael Pena favors increasing Blinn College's presence.
I think we can do more by utilizing them and attracting more vocational tools, giving them the things that they need so we can build our workforce and train our workforce to meet the demands of tomorrow.
After the forum, Blinn issued a statement that they provide training for 28 of 34 occupations identified in a regional report. The Blinn release did not state how many of the training programs are in Bryan. The city of Bryan officially broke ground on the new Fire Station 2 yesterday afternoon. Chief Randy McGregor spoke to the ongoing issue of growth in the city.
This station is going to meet the needs not only of today, but for years to come. The old station down the street at Delwood, by the time this station is completed, it will be 50 years old. This station here, I'm very confident, will pass that mark. Again, as we meet the needs today, and this building will have room grow as the city continues to grow, as the Bryan Fire Department continues to grow.
The 20,000 square foot station located on Lawrence Street between Cavett and Maloney will feature 5 bays, room to sleep 15 firefighters, an administrative area, and a training room to be used by the community for neighborhood associations. The timeline for completion is 9 to 12 months. More comments and pictures from the ceremony are online at WTAW.com. Parents, whether you're purchasing your kid's Halloween costume this year or creating it at home, Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen has some safety reminders.
Make it comfortable. Make it visible, whether it's reflective tape, reflective material, whether you carry a flashlight, anything like that, so that you can be visible. Because most of the time, this is right at dusk when people go trick-or-treating and into the dark hours.
McKeithen says costume weapons should look fake and be made from safe materials. Another reminder for extra-spirited people who decorate their homes, avoid open flames and hanging decorations too close to the front door where trick-or-treaters can reach them. Traumatic brain injury, or TBI, is a leading cause of disability in service members and veterans. A professor at the Texas A&M College of Medicine is doing his part in combating the issue. Dr. Samba Reddy says TBI can lead to reoccurring seizures called post-traumatic epilepsy, which can be medically uncontrollable.
Anytime someone goes through brain injury and then gets epilepsy, part of their brain was damaged or didn't heal properly, they just scar inside the brain. So there aren't enough cells for the medication to respond.
Reddy recently received a 3-year grant of nearly $750,000 from the U.S. Department of Defense and Department of Army to advance his research, which focuses on identifying the link between brain injury and the subsequent development of epilepsy. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. The text line is open, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota, Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hello, welcome to Specs, a spirit world unlike any other you'll find in this lifetime. Enough elixirs for mobs of goblins, like monster mash bourbons, vine-tingling wines, succulent Bloody Marys, more crafty brews than you can say boo to, and a great collection of pumpkin-flavored potions, all at Specs drop-dead prices. Care to take a stab at how many bewitching beers to die for wines and spirits haunt our isles? Thousands! And tasty snacks to sink your teeth into. All in all, Specs is the supernatural source of savings. Halloween creeps up quickly. Make sure your head and the rest of you is in the right place. Specs, wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings!
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven. Aransas Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Want some more information? Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
If you're tired of the warm temperatures, some relief from the heat in the forecast. It's due to a cold front, which eventually is going to be able to push through the region. For today, we're going to be partly sunny with the chance for an isolated shower or storm, 90 to 95 today. A few showers and storms are possible tonight, 65 to 70. A morning shower or thunderstorm, then turning partly sunny by late tomorrow. Breezy, not as warm, 80 to 85. Sunny and comfortable Friday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has audio from Coach Sumlin and Miles Garrett in your Aggie football report. Also, we'll hear from Aggie soccer coach G. Guerreri and volleyball coach Lori Corbelli about their upcoming games this weekend. And in Major League Baseball, the ALCS continues as the Cleveland Indians failed to put Toronto away yesterday. Meanwhile, in the NLCS, the Dodgers are up 2-1 after their win over the Cubs. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so you know, you start with a good thing and then you decide to change it, and sometimes it's not as good. I'm thinking about Oreos.
Yeah,
you know, they had some hits and misses, that's for sure.
Or like New Coke.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Mars Candy Company says they've got a new flavor of M&Ms with your name on them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're adding a caramel filling to their regular milk chocolate peanut and peanut butter candy.
Okay.
Actually, you know, they did pretzel for a while, which I liked.
I did, too.
Yeah, I thought that was something different.
I never had the pretzel ones.
Caramel filling will have a light coating of milk chocolate, then on top the regular hard-colored candy shell.
Okay.
Be in stores next May. Company says they're building a new plant to manufacture it in Topeka, Kansas. It'll cost about $100 million. Also plans to hire 70 employees to run the operation.
So. Chocolate and caramel.
That's it.
Well, people like it.
Yeah.
And you know, Mars has they have a plant in Waco.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They make Skittles up there.
All right.
Yeah, and those chewy square things, what are those called?
Starburst.
Yeah, Starburst.
Oh,
yeah,
I love both of those candies.
There
I'm
you go.
Refrain from my fruity comments.
Okay, but see, and I don't think you can tour, you know, time-wise, you used to be able to tour facilities where they made that stuff.
Right. So
that was really cool, you know, and now, unfortunately, because bad stuff could happen, man, think about that.
Some kid chokes on a Starburst that he picked off the assembly line.
Yeah, well, or they drop stuff in it as they're walking over.
Right.
You know, that kind
yeah,
of
that's
thing.
True. That's
all
true.
All that stuff that you used to be able to do, actually see industry doing stuff, but now, yeah, not so much. So here we go from U.S. News and World Report. If you're looking for healthier treats, and not really out there. I mean, yeah, I guess if you wanted to get kale bites, you could do that, but I mean,
oh, they sell them.
I'm sure they do. Anyway, the peanuts in the peanut M&Ms provide 30 essential nutrients, and they're a good source of protein and fiber and B vitamins. So there's
also like some fact out there that, to kind of put it in perspective, I think you have to walk 100 yards to burn off the calories of one M&M.
Oh, see?
Wow. Now that,
yeah, you talk about a buzzkill.
So think about walking the length of a football field for every M&M you eat.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm behind.
Yeah.
Okay. haven't done that yet. But they say that, of course, they also tend to have less sugar because they've got peanut in there rather than solid chocolate. The Hershey's Kisses with Almond, only 25 calories per kiss, which means that kids... Oh, wait. and their parents too, can have four or five pieces and still eat fewer calories than they would if it were a regular candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Kind fruit and nut bars. They're not cheap, though, are they?
No, not really. Yeah. But H-E-B does have a generic brand that's pretty darn tasty.
Okay, there you go. technically, they are energy bars, but they do have a lot of protein in them too, and 50% less sugar than if you were doing some other energy bars.
Yeah.
Non-candy tricks. A Yale University study has found that kids get just as excited about getting a toy as they do candy. Pencils, stickers, rings, bracelets, temporary tattoos, glow sticks, bouncy balls. Might want to do that.
Yeah, that's
toys,
cool.
Toys are to keep them healthier.
Yeah, Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Mm-hmm.
They are 100% sugar, but the upside is only 4 calories per bean.
Yeah, because you could eat like 400 of them.
Yeah, so there, got that. And again, sometimes they really, when they do those interesting flavors, it's kind of fun. Like if you get a Dr. Pepper one.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Buttered popcorn.
Or buttered popcorn, right. You know, you can kind of enjoy it that way. Yeah. They also say that hard candy is a good way to go. Jolly Ranchers and that kind of thing. And peppermint patties, surprisingly low in fat.
Huh,
which
really?
Keeps the calories down. Yep, matter of fact. Now, so I'm thinking about, because we got all sorts of surveys and stuff. They've talked about how parents dole out the candy, if you will. 90% of parents teach moderation to their children to Halloween. Oh, really? Really?
Yeah,
I don't know that I'm believing that, but okay, that's fine. 4 out of 5 have a plan in place to help, like having limits on the number of pieces of candy that their kids can collect or enjoy per day.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
That can happen.
You know, yeah, you can have 3 pieces of Halloween candy
That's
a
right.
day.
After I've picked through them.
Exactly. Yeah, okay.
Americans of all ages do share treats at Halloween. More than 75% of U.S. Americans buy candy to participate in Halloween activities. Really good things do come in small packages. When it comes to packaging, 85% of U.S. Americans say they prefer the Halloween candy in small packages, like the miniatures.
Oh, what?
Okay, just saying.
No, house with the king-size candy bar was the one that you went to first.
Fun-size.
The rich people.
Hello.
Hey, the reason they teach for children to eat it in moderation is because they're saving all the good stuff for themselves.
That's exactly right. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. After we've gone.
Told y'all, my dad steals all my Reese's.
Yeah, my dad used to be like, I think this one has been tampered with.
Yeah, I don't want to do that one. Yeah. So now, you lived in a world where you got full-size candy bars.
We had at least one house in the neighborhood there was somebody wealthy enough to give out full-size candy bars.
And you knew that was the case, right?
Because fun size means not enough size. That's what it really means.
Well, you know, so I did. I went to look that up to find out about fun size and when that all happened. Amazingly enough, it was first introduced in 1961.
Wow, really?
Mars introduced miniature snacks or tiny candy bars sold in bags specifically to be handed out to trick-or-treaters. The term fun size was coined in 1968. And the first fun-size candies available were Snickers and Milky Way. Later on, Three Musketeers and M&M's, the little bags, were added. Fun-size was used exclusively by Mars until the Curtis Candy Company started using it for its Halloween version of Baby Ruth and Butterfinger. Mars sued, but they lost. So fun-size can be used by any candy company. But, I don't remember. I mean, probably just about finished trick-or-treating by 61. But everybody had. But the thing is, also back then, a lot of people did homemade stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you could do that then.
Like caramel apples and
stuff. Cookies, a lot of cookies.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Wrap them up in plastic and, you know, tie them and give them to you. And
but now if something homemade shows up, you immediately toss that.
Can't do that.
No,
that's right.
No.
My kids were little. We just moved back to town, and a lady down the street made homemade Halloween stuff and brought it down to the house to give to the kids. And that was really cool.
That's cool.
Neat thing to do back in the day. But now I don't know. I would doubt very, very, very few people do full size candy bars now.
Oh yeah, no, I doubt it too.
Because they're to the point where first these guys started showing up in August for Halloween, right?
Yeah.
In the grocery stores,
yep.
And they'll keep them in there because now you got Christmas coming up. You're going to have those packages and. Again, of course, with candy corn, it's stuff that was made in the 1930s. But anyhow, just saying.
I can't imagine being a kid with a peanut or nut allergy on Halloween.
Gotta be tough.
Yeah, it's gotta be miserable.
Obviously, chocolate is America's overwhelming favorite. Mm-hmm. It is the star of all Halloween stuff. That's the National Confectioners gives us those facts. Oh, by the way, and Americans are going to spend $2.7 billion this year on candy. Yeah. But see, that's the thing is you end up buying those bags, and you probably buy an extra bag for your house.
Right.
And then you just kind of eat it.
Yeah.
Regularly. Around the year.
Yep.
Right. Just saying. Okay. So do you remember what happened on this date 4 years ago?
4 years
Remind
ago.
Me, Scott.
I will. Big Tex. The 52 foot. Yep. Burned.
Yeah. Lit on fire. That was 4 years ago.
It was. It was in 2012.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was. It's 20. Just seems like yesterday.
Or at least last year.
And really, just it did. It just looked scary.
It was. It was.
It was. Yeah. It was creepy. Giant frame
giant thing
burned
there.
Out.
Yeah. I just. But that is. This is the anniversary of that. So.
And he's back though, right? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sure. So now on yesterday, lucky pennies were hidden in 10 U.S. American cities. Finder of each penny will receive a $1,000 cash prize. 10 cities were chosen by a financial services company called Alley Financial. Alley says that the initiative is designed to encourage Americans to save.
Huh.
Okay.
I'm
don't
not
know
sure
why, how that works.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get the $1,000, okay, you can do anything you want to. Anyway.
What distinguishes these pennies?
I guess they must say something on them. In all their 100 lucky pennies, and they put 10 in each city. They did Austin, Charlotte, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., Miami, New York City, San Diego, and Washington, D.C. When found, the pennies can be redeemed online through December the 31st.
Huh.
Why don't you look that up? It's Alley Lucky Penny, and how would you know that they're special? And you know, what do you do to hide them? Because you can't put them someplace where somebody's going to get hurt trying to find them.
Yeah,
I guarantee
you. It's like
you,
this Pokemon thing all over again.
They had to put a team of lawyers on these things to see what they could do that would make it. So it's spelled Alley.
Yeah, it says
pennies.
Says the company is offering a clue through social media online to find the pennies. Okay,
fine. Well, but. Again, how will you know? Does it have a little dot on it or something like that so that you could find out?
It looks a little different, I think. If it's the way it looks here on their website,
yep.
it's got a 100,000 thing on the back.
Oh.
It says lucky you.
Okay, all right.
100,000 cents or
so
whatever.
So, here are your penny facts. According to a group of statisticians, spinning a penny will land tails up 4 out of 5 times.
Huh.
Heads weighs slightly more.
Makes sense.
President Lincoln is the only face on U.S. coinage facing to the right. All other portraits, the coins, the face to the left.
It was his good side.
Yep, that's it. Cost of making a penny is 1.8 cents.
So it's more expensive?
Just saying, right. About 30 million pennies are produced per day. Really?
Wow.
That's 13 billion pennies every year.
Wow.
And we get annoyed with them, right?
Yeah. Nobody likes the penny.
Yeah, you go someplace, you get change, you say, leave the pennies on the counter. Somebody else can have them. Beneath the year of issue appears a mint mark. D is Denver, S is San Francisco. No letter means that it's minted in Philadelphia.
Huh.
Yeah. And the original penny, reportedly designed by Benjamin Franklin, had an image of the sun and the phrase... Mind your own business.
Whoa!
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that he is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
I'm Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols, and I'm running to be our next mayor of College Station. With over four decades of service to Texas A&M University, retiring as the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics, I am proud to call College Station my home. As an economist by trade, I serve on an advisory council at Dallas Federal Reserve Bank and played a leading role in creating a plan and department to recruit job-generating businesses to our community. Vote for me, Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols for mayor. Political ad paid for by the John Nichols Campaign. Steve Beachy, Treasurer.
Coming right up at 7:26, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, about 92 today. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Got a 20% chance of some showers. And then we're going to have a little bit of a change. 70 will be our low temperature tonight. Then tomorrow, 40% chance of showers as we have a wind shift. Winds will start out in the west about 5 to 10 and then shift around to the north at 15 to 20, gusting to 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, we'll be down about 52. So our chance of rain is just tomorrow with that wind shift. And then no rain, but the cooler temperatures will remain. About 75 or so will be our high temperature. Friday, a little bit warmer on Saturday, but the lows, nice. 52 on Thursday night, 51 on Friday night, and about 54 on Saturday is what they're calling for. Currently, a little bit of fog out there. Winds out of the south, and we've got 74 degrees.
If you have a child or know of any children who are in need of a coat this winter, the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive is going on now. This year, we're supplying over 300 new coats for kids, 5 to 10 years of age, and are available to you at Chad Jones Law beginning November 7th. Just bring your child with you during regular business hours to pick out their coat. For more information, find us on Facebook or call 595-5000. That's 595-5000. Every coat makes a difference. Be a part of the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive. A coat just might be the most important gift a child receives this year.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, folks, don't look for this in the media. Hillary Clinton deployed one of her minions to the FBI to try to convince him to cover up her botched handling of classified information. According to newly released FBI files, the State Department's Undersecretary for Management, a guy named Patrick Kennedy, offered the FBI a quid pro quo, a bribe. Now, if the FBI would just declassify one of Hillary's Benghazi emails, Hillary's people at State could approve an FBI request for more agents abroad in countries where they are presently forbidden. The State Department would then use a Freedom of Information Act loophole to bury the email forever. Now, think about this. State Department officials still on the job tried to bribe the FBI. If the FBI had played ball, they'd place agents in countries that could potentially harm us, all to protect Hillary, not the U.S. Our national security interests were not even a concern. We also see how Hillary Clinton sees the Freedom of Information Act. It's a tool to hide the truth in order to protect Hillary from Benghazi truth. Now, apparently, there's a lot we still don't know. Family members of the dead say that Hillary lied to them. Her operative tried to bribe the FBI into burying information to protect her, while our ambassador and other Americans died unprotected. Hillary Clinton is a one-woman protection racket, protecting herself, not the American people. And did I say corrupt to the gills?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Everything you've achieved in life has been all you, right? So there's no reason that protecting your identity shouldn't also be all you, right? Wrong. The fact is, it would be hard to know where to start if your identity were stolen, which is why there's LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But with LifeLock, you spare yourself the time, the runaround, and the frustration of trying to do it all on your own. And it goes beyond free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in your credit. LifeLock membership start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 731. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A topic at this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum, drawing plenty of conversation from those running for Bryan City Council, was future workforce training for those not going to college. Single-member District 1 candidate Ruben Marine began the dialogue when answering a question about the city providing money to third-party agencies.
Am I hearing you say you'd be in favor of funding a vocational college that does not exist now? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
I would be in favor of working with other institutions to bring a vocational college to the city of Bryan, to hopefully District 1.
Fellow member one candidate Al Sines talked about establishing a local school instead of recruiting an existing institution.
Let's establish one here on our own, whether it's a city college, a community college, or a county college. So let's use our own resources to develop what we know, what we need.
A third candidate seeking the SMD1 post, Raul Santana, says he's all for education.
We need to get together and talk to people like business people and all that, and form a committee.
The day after the forum, Blinn released a statement that it provides training for 28 of 34 occupations identified in a regional report. The college did not indicate how many are available in Bryan. Last night, Blinn's trustees approved a 20-year lease with Brenham's Economic Development Foundation to expand Brenham's Technical Education Center. In 9 to 10 months, the city of Bryan will have a new fire station number 2. City officials and members of the Bryan Fire Department broke ground yesterday on the site at Lawrence Street, just 6 blocks north of its current location at the corner of Delwood and Cavett. Chief Randy McGregor says the old station number 2 was not the first.
This will actually be the third fire station number 2 in Bryan. Right down Cavett Street here at the corner of Glenwood is the original station 2.
BRW Architect spokesman Ray Holiday previewed the new station's design.
The station's about 23,000 square feet. It's going to be able to sleep about 15 firefighters, and the fire marshal and his staff will be out on one side of the building, and then the other side of the building will be mostly the fire station side of it, with all the sleeping quarters and living quarters and so forth.
Chief McGregor says the size and design will accommodate the city immediately and in the future as growth is expected. The project is estimated to cost $6.3 million and will be funded through the use of the 2016 Bond and Transportation Fund. You can hear more comments and see pictures of the groundbreaking online at WTAW.com. A Brenham veterinarian learns her license is suspended after she killed a cat with a bow and arrow.
Kristen Lindsay cannot practice for a year, then she'll be on 4 years of probation. The Texas Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners made the decision. Dr. Lindsay faced a lot of criticism when she killed the cat and posted pictures on Facebook. One post revealed the cat dangling from the arrow as she smiled. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
Batman, fairy princess, clown. Okay, you probably don't want to let your kid be a clown for Halloween this year, but there are countless options whether you're purchasing a costume or making one at home. Regardless of what they choose to be, Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen has some costume safety reminders.
Anyone who has their costume has any type of weapons, make sure that they don't look real. Make sure that they are flexible material, you know, made out of cardboard or foam, so that we can prevent accidents, because we know kids get carried away and they start swinging them, you know, swinging their weapons if it's a sword or something. And, you know, we don't want any injuries.
McKeithen suggests using light colors or reflective tape to make costumes more visible. She also has advice for homeowners.
Some of the things that they can avoid is open flames. We don't want any open flames around costumes or kids that are coming up onto your porch.
McKeithen says if you're not handing out candy, simply turn off your porch light. A professor at the Texas A&M College of Medicine recently received a grant from the U.S. Department of Defense to study the mechanisms of traumatic brain injury, or TBI, a leading cause of disability among service members and veterans. Dr. Samba Reddy says TBI can lead to recurrent seizures.
Some of the things that they can avoid is...
And that's not the right audio. Here is Dr. Samba Reddy.
The seizures then leads to what we call post-traumatic epilepsy. So they would lose consciousness every now and then, have seizures. So this doesn't happen right away. It takes a few weeks, months, in majority of the cases, a few years.
Reddy says these seizures can be medically uncontrollable because they're caused by physical trauma to the brain. The three-year award totals nearly $750,000, and Reddy says the ultimate goal is to identify the common link between brain injury and the subsequent development of post-traumatic epilepsy. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 75 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Howdy, I'm Barry Moore, and I'm asking for your vote. I'm running for College Station City Council Place 4 to keep our community safe, create an environment that encourages private sector job creation, plan for the future needs of our growing community, and to create the highest possible quality of life with the lowest possible cost to citizens. My wife Morgan, our two young children, and I are proud to call College Station our home, and I'd be honored to have your vote. Please vote for Barry Moore, Place 4 in College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore Campaign. Jane Key, Treasurer.
It's Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful.
There you go. Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Cooler temperatures are in our future. We certainly could use them after the warm weather we've been seeing through the middle part of the month. Partial sun, the risk of a shower or storm as the day goes on, a high of 90 to 95. A few showers and thunderstorms are a possibility overnight. Lows are going to be 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms end tomorrow. It'll become partly sunny by late in the day. Breezy tomorrow, not as warm, 80 to 85. Sunshine and much more pleasant Friday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor. He's got audio from Coach Sumlin and Miles Garrett in your Aggie football report. Also, a couple of big games are coming up for Aggie soccer and volleyball this week. We'll hear about them from the head coaches. And in the ALCS, Toronto avoided a four-game sweep as they beat the Cleveland Indians. Meanwhile, the Dodgers win over the Cubs gives them the lead in the NLCS. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 7:40. All right, so we talked about candy in the first half of the hour, Halloween candy and our likes and dislikes there. So just want to let you know, first of all, there apparently is going to be an avocado shortage this year.
What? That's unfortunate.
Well, they're announcing it now so that, you know, when it becomes party guac time.
Yeah.
Due to a shortage, the price of avocados has skyrocketed. Restaurants used to pay $25 to $30 a case, now paying $90.
Wow.
$90.
Avocados are expensive.
Yes, they are.
But they're so good.
I know.
They are expensive. And so, as a result...
First bananas, now avocados. I am not happy.
One restaurant owner in Long Beach, California said guacamole is definitely in jeopardy. A poor growing season in California has led to a surge in prices. With the avocado season coming to a close, buyers are hoping there'll be some relief from the growers in Mexico.
Well, and most, like, restaurants will charge extra for guac. So yeah. Now what is it going to be? It's gonna, you know, just to add guac is going to be like buying a whole other meal.
Yep, you're right. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey, y'all, we're talking about Halloween candy again. I think it'd be hilarious if someone gave up those Bean Boozled jelly beans.
The which?
The ones where, like, they taste like skunk spray or licorice.
Oh, yeah.
The Harry Potter jelly beans.
Yeah, okay. Nice. Is that what they're called, Harry Potter?
Well, Harry Potter in the book has candies that are magical and bewitched. And one of the ones that they have, it's like a jelly bean, and it tastes like either really good or really bad, like boogers.
Mm-hmm.
Based on
and so
what?
Now they sell them.
Based on what?
I don't know.
Boogers. I mean, in the book, why is it? Why does it taste good sometimes and
well, because it's a magical candy, Scott.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
and
magic.
It's what the candy decides to
you
do.
Don't right, okay, and you don't get, and you don't know until you eat it.
It's not like if you behave, it'll taste good. If you don't behave, it'll taste
correct.
Bad.
Correct. Okay. It's just, you know, luck of the draw.
And they made them in real life too. That's the,
right. So now they sell them in the stores. And some of them taste like dirt.
Okay.
Gross.
Now,
or strawberries.
Have you seen them? What color are they?
Yeah.
You know, are they
all different colors. They look like jelly beans.
Okay. Yeah, you can never tell.
They're just not Jelly Belly brand, I don't think.
You just
mix
them in for fun, huh?
Right. Yeah.
All right.
And then, you know, it gives you a list of what they could be on the back, but it doesn't tell you what they are.
Yeah. All right. I like that. All right. So we've talked about candy. Now, do you ever feel guilty for not buying organic?
Nope.
Never.
Okay, well, let the guilt go if you've got any. The fact is that organic food costs 47% more than non-organic. Unless you go to Whole Paycheck, then it costs 74% more. Mm-hmm. But the idea that organic is always better does not really hold up all the time. Contrary to the popular belief, an organic diet isn't chemical-free. In fact, organic farmers can use natural pesticides and fungicides to keep crop-destroying insects at bay.
Mm-hmm.
And the study shows that they aren't necessarily better for you or, you know, the ones that might be using some synthetic pesticides. Labels tend to be misleading, too. If a food product's packaging simply says organic, it only has to contain 95% organic ingredients. Meanwhile, a study published in the Journal of Nature in 2012 found that organic crop yields are much lower than conventional, and they require more farmland for growth. Hello? You hear that?
Ha!
And they put a greater strain on the environment. Telling you that, are they?
They're more expensive, and they're not actually beneficial.
Right.
Correct.
Those are the two reasons why I don't buy organic.
That's it. And then a greater strain on the environment. So there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take the organic is always better and flush it. That's just not the case.
Ooh, yeah.
It. So we're here to tell you that. So just wanted to make sure.
Made my day.
Mm-hmm. Other stuff that you'll want to know today. Science, truth, or fiction? Science, truth, or fiction?
Truth.
Okay, thanks. There is no gravity in space. False. Gravity is everywhere, even in space. Astronauts look weightless because they are in continuous free fall toward the Earth,
mm-hmm.
staying aloft because of their horizontal motion. The effect of gravity diminishes with distance, but it never truly goes away.
So there is no such thing as zero gravity.
No, yep. They just say that.
Ugh.
Okay, if you drop a penny from the top of a tall building, can you kill somebody?
Yes.
No. Sorry. A penny isn't the most aerodynamic of weapons.
What about a 44-foot clock tower?
Yeah, that, no
yeah,
kidding.
Well, that'll work. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're doing that. A combination of its shape and wind friction means that if it were tossed from a 1,250-foot building like the Empire State Building, it would travel fast enough merely to sting the unlucky pedestrian.
Oh. Okay.
Commonly said, chicken soup can be good for the cold. True or false?
True.
False. Yep.
No, it's true. It is. Yeah.
True. Electrolytes.
Cure. You listen to you.
Wow.
Yeah. Cure is the word, though, here. Science suggests that moms around the world still have the right to force those spoonfuls of chicken soup into their kids' throats. But they do. They have some anti-inflammatory properties as well that can help reduce congestion. So it's good for you.
That's cool.
Great Wall of China is the only man-made structure visible from space.
False.
That's false. Astronauts can spot the Great Wall, certainly, in a low Earth orbit, along with plenty of other things like the Giza pyramids and even airport runways.
Well, there you go, Great Wall of China.
Yeah, so there you got that on you. Well, and they used to talk about when I lived in the Golden Triangle, they talk about that because you could see the oil refineries over there.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're lighted. That certainly helps. Yawning is contagious.
True.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Tough to deny. The real question is whether it's actually something that is physiological that's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is likely yes. Even chimpanzees mimic each other's yawns. Wow. Did you know that?
I heard it was like mentally that if you're a more compassionate person, if you have a higher sensibility for compassion, then you will do that, you know, in connection to the other person who's
okay,
doing it.
Okay, to wit. Interesting. To wit. We had talked about, was it yesterday, America's the eighth most empathic country in the world,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So do you have a lot of empathy? We have a test for you to take.
Oh, good.
You can take a test to see if you are more empathic. You listen to a song. The song is called Discovery of the Camp, and it was featured in the TV show Band of Brothers. You can find it by searching YouTube. Again, it's called Discovery of the Camp. It turns out that scientists have used this song to see how empathic people are.
Huh.
Okay.
So what if you like cry during it?
Yeah, empathetic is probably the right word to say there. They're more empathetic. Yeah. So right. And the most recent study suggests that if you have a strong emotional reaction to that song, then it is definitely linked to empathetic traits. So if the song makes you sad, then you are a more empathetic person.
There's an easier test.
Okay.
Listen to one of your coworkers complain, and then if you don't care, you're not very empathetic.
Well, what did music researchers ask 102 people between the ages of 18 and 67 to listen to? Again, it's called Discovery of the Camp, before answering questions about how it made them feel. Ultimately, the researchers found that the people who experienced the moving sadness while listening to that piece were actually much more, they scored much more highly in the empathy scores than people who felt differently than that. So,
interesting.
If you want to find out, this is apparently a pretty hard and fast way to do it. Again, it's called Discovery of the Camp. It's from the TV show Band of Brothers. You can YouTube it and find out what your empathy level is.
Yeah.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you want to be a success, don't be afraid to become a failure first. My friend Dr. Henry Cloud has built a career as a respected clinical psychologist, a best-selling author, and a leading consultant to CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. With that kind of a resume, you might assume that Henry's rise to success was one accomplishment after another. And the truth is, his career started off in complete failure. Two complete failures, as a matter of fact. Henry went to college on a golf scholarship. He had plans to go pro, but a wrist injury made it impossible for him to compete. His career, his childhood dream, and what he thought would be his entire future came crashing down around him. Forced to rethink his entire career path, Henry became a finance major, but that didn't go so well either. Like the time he worked at a bank and handed a little old lady a stack of bills. He thought he was giving her $50. He later realized he'd actually given her $2,500. She never came back to the bank, and the bank asked Henry not to come back either. You'd never expect someone like Henry to have a background like that. Broken dreams and getting fired aren't exactly a recipe for success. But the fact that he overcame those misfortunes shows that the secret to success isn't avoiding failure. It's learning how to grow from mistakes and to keep moving forward. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 877-804-2121. That's 877-804-2121. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters at 877-804-2121. That's 877-804-2121. Remember, 877-804-2121. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes for preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Hi, John Allen here for Allen Honda, home of the complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're proud to support the fight against breast cancer. Our Driven to Give sales event to help fund local breast cancer research was a huge success. We're keeping the momentum going and bringing you great deals all month long. Right now, get the 2016 Civic Sedan for $179 per month, or the 2016 Accord Sedan for $189 per month, and the 2016 CRV for $199 per month. Trust in the blue at Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, it's a big one for the Ags this weekend, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Well, it's Bama week. Sixth-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is gearing up to take on the top-ranked Crimson Tide this Saturday in Tuscaloosa. Of course, the Maroon and White are coming off a bye last week. Coach Kevin Sumlin says it was good to get the guys some rest and to regroup.
It was a good situation for us. I thought our guys approached it in the right way. You know, we've had a plan this whole year, a little bit different than what we've done. I thought our guys were at a point where they needed it, came at the right time. We were able to really get through the 2 weeks prior, going to South Carolina without four of our best players and winning, and then kind of limping through and beating Tennessee, not at 100%. So. That came at the right time for us, and we were able to utilize it and get back to work this week.
Speaking of banged-up players, star defensive end Miles Garrett was one of those guys. Garrett played sparingly in the win over Tennessee a couple of weeks ago and said afterwards that he felt only about 65 to 70%. Well, he was asked what percentage he was for this week.
Well, I can't let them know. I'm good enough to play well.
Now, as far as to how many downs he can play, Garrett says the sky's the limit.
Yes. First, second, third, and fourth we have to.
Miles and the guys square off with the Crimson Tide Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Broadcast begins at 1:30 with Dave and Dave on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In A&M Soccer, the Aggies celebrate Senior Night on Thursday. Here's Coach G. Guerreri on the upcoming game.
Thursday night's a big game because it's Senior Night.
And it's also important because we need to get ourselves back into the habit of winning.
Tomorrow night's game begins at 6:30 p.m., pregame's at 6:15, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In A&M volleyball, the team takes on Georgia on Friday at 6 p.m. in Athens, Georgia. Here's head coach Lori Corbelli on the match.
We have our hands full for sure, but I feel good about it. I think the team's really, you know, ready to go in and get our work done, because I think if we can match what we've been doing, we should be okay.
Coach Corbelli will be looking for her 600th victory as a head coach. Elsewhere in college sports, American Athletic Conference Commissioner Mike Oresko says the profile of his league has been boosted by the Big 12 expansion process. Oresko expressed relief that the Power 5 conference chose not to expand and that none of the AAC teams being mentioned as potential candidates, such as UConn or Cincinnati, will be leaving. But he said the fact that the Big 12 was targeting American programs helps him make the argument that the AAC plays at a Power 5 level and should be eventually considered as part of a Power 6. In Major League Baseball,
the pause, the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, he struck him out. Ball game, Blue Jays, 5-1 over Cleveland, and the Blue Jays have their one-game winning streak.
Rich Hill tossed six innings of two-hit ball, and the Los Angeles Dodgers took a 2-1 lead in the National League Championship Series by blanking the Chicago Cubs for the second straight game, 6-0. Yasmani Grandal slammed a two-run homer and had three RBIs. Justin Turner hit a solo shot, and Corey Seager was 3-for-4 with an RBI single. Meanwhile, in Toronto,
line drive caught by Turner, and the Dodgers win it and shut out the Cubs 6-0 and take a 2-1 lead.
The Blue Jays have avoided a 4-game sweep in the AL Championship Series by beating the Cleveland Indians 5-1. Edwin Encarnacion added a 2-run single to back Aaron Sanchez, who limited the Indians to a run and two hits over six innings. In the NFL, the Green Bay Packers have addressed a need at running back by getting Nile Davis from Kansas City for a conditional draft pick. The Packers were in desperate need of a running back, with James Starks undergoing knee surgery and Eddie Lacy nursing an ankle injury. Davis should be fresh after carrying just 29 times for 70 yards and a touchdown the past two seasons combined. The Packers take on the Chicago Bears tomorrow night for Thursday Night Football at 7 p.m., and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy, who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Mandy O'Quinn Berlin inviting you to Still Creek Ranch Fall Fundraiser. Join us November 3rd at Brazos County Expo and enjoy dinner served by Still Creek kiddos, play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, hear testimonies of current and past residents, and enjoy a live auction. When we look at our students, we are encouraged and hopeful for America's future. These children are strong, courageous, and determined. Join us in celebrating and investing in the lives of these world changers. Reserve tickets and sponsor tables at stillcreekranch.org/fall fundraiser.
Howdy, College Station. I'm Carl Mooney, a candidate to be your next mayor. Throughout my life, I have deliberately taken many career paths as a police officer, teacher, realtor, professor, salesperson, and Aggie academic and athletic administrator. I've developed the knowledge and skills, the background and resiliency needed to be your mayor. Since 1998, I've served College Station as a member and chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission, being on City Council, and serving two terms as mayor pro tem. Please vote for Carl Mooney to be your mayor.
Message paid by the Mooney for Mayor campaign. Danny Stribling, Treasurer.
Hey, good morning. About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Weather's going to get cooler. That's going to be nice. We're looking forward to that. All right, though, we humans are not the only animals on this planet that take up tools in the service of survival. We are certainly the most successful at it. So why do we still struggle when it comes to applying soap? Okay. Why can't we just use our hands? But, you know, according to a recent survey, the majority of adults don't use washcloths. They don't use loofahs. They don't use brushes.
Ooh.
Or these other little scrubby things. They just use their hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you use a washcloth, it really, you have to use far less soap.
I don't like washcloth.
Okay.
I like a loofah.
Okay, loofahs are okay, too. I mean, if you want to do that.
Great. That wow. lather you get from a loofah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. Regardless, if you use a tool,
yeah.
you use less soap.
It's, yeah, that's
it's
true.
Much more efficient.
Correct.
That's all. Okay, so you don't have to.